You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 215, Cleanse Your Shadow. Thank you for tuning in. Today we have a message from Spirit about the need to cleanse your shadow. Let's get right to it because time is of the essence. If you notice, Spirit has given us steps to follow in order to free ourselves. And what exactly is it that we're freeing ourselves from? That could be a very complicated answer. Or simply, we can call it our shadow. What is our shadow? It's the part of us that embodies our weaknesses. It's called the enemy within. And because we know that everything we experience is only a mirror of what is within us, then we can't deny that in order for us to experience anything, it must first start within. This is because we are simply projecting our reality, which is a co-creation with the universe. We are literally vibrating at a certain frequency according to our thoughts and feelings, and the universe is bringing us our vibrational matches as experiences, people, and situations. Simply said, our physical reality is a vibrational projection that we get to interact with. So your shadow needs to be cleansed because it is the source of all your unwanted creations and experiences. It's the part of you that's manifesting self-destructive behaviors or undesirable circumstances in your life. It's manifesting your weaknesses and your fears. And what you must know is that it's the part of you that must be transmuted. It's the part that whispers in your ear, telling you that you're not good enough and it will never work. It encourages you to just give up. Your shadow wants you to follow a path of self-destruction because it doesn't want you to succeed or to be happy. It wants you to suffer. It's a manifestation of your inner darkness, of your fears and your weaknesses. It's the true enemy within. This is the energy that you project out into your life, and it only appears to be originating outside of you. That is the illusion. You see it as people around you in your life that create disturbances and conflicts, but you would not be able to experience these things if you were not a vibrational match to them. So they are manifesting in order to help you purge your own inner darkness. Now, that may be hard for some of you to believe, but if you truly think about it, then you will have to admit that there is a part of you that does not want you to succeed. It's the part of you that puts you to sleep when you start to read. It's that part that says, I can do that tomorrow. But of course, tomorrow never comes. Your shadow supports you in your weaknesses and finds excuses for you when you don't want to do something. This enemy is actually you. It's an aspect of your ego, and it can be very treacherous. The ancients say that it comes from your inner darkness, that part of you that fears the light, the part that needs to be cleansed. For those who have addictions, they know this very well because it's the part that rules them. Its job is to keep you in the lower realms, the lower levels of chi, rendering you powerless because in those levels, you have no power to transform your life. And people who are ruled by their shadow want no part of growth or self-improvement. And if you're around them and you're trying to better yourself, then they will work to sabotage your efforts because they don't want to see you succeed either. For these people, their shadow is their best friend. It acts as their accomplice and encourages their self-destructive behaviors. It comforts them in all of their weaknesses and finds fault with everyone else around them. But again, you must keep in mind that if someone like this is around you, then they are only a mirror of something that is within you. This person is in your life because, in some way, they are a vibrational match to you. They manifest to help you see that which is unseen so that you can heal it. This is why Spirit is guiding us to cleanse our shadow. It's because if we don't, then all of our efforts to create good in our lives will be challenged in some way. We will manifest a situation or a person or persons that will try to take our good away from us. It will appear that they are standing in the way, trying to block us from something that we want, but it's really a projection from within. And at some point, if we do not begin to cleanse the shadow, then it will rise up against us and try to destroy our lives. This is why Spirit says that we must cleanse our shadow and make what is now our hidden enemy into our dearest ally. We must overcome our weaknesses and turn them into our strengths. Our shadow manifests to show us the parts of ourselves that are undesirable. It is the darkness within being projected without to be healed. And in truth, the shadow is a powerful teacher and is here to show us where we need to grow. So now you should be asking the question, how do we cleanse our shadow? And I have to tell you that there is no easy way to do it. It's a process, and it takes time, commitment, and effort to accomplish this. It's not something you do overnight because the shadow is literally created over lifetimes. There are steps that we can begin to follow, and doing the internal light meditation daily is one of them. And another very important step is to increase your willpower. One of the best ways to increase your willpower is to practice fasting. This is why fasting is acknowledged in every ancient culture that honors the purification of the soul. Use meditation, prayer, fasting, and other self-improvement practices to get you started. As time goes on, we'll revisit this topic to discuss this process even further. The point is to raise your vibration daily. This is one of the most important things that you can do right away. Working on yourself to cleanse your shadow is a beautiful way to free yourself. And another thing that you need to keep in mind is that you need to rid yourself of negativity, fear, and ignorance, and bad habits. This will help you gain more control over your shadow and become more empowered. Cleansing the shadow will completely transform your life because you will no longer be projecting unwanted things. Your relationships and circumstances will become a projection of beauty, abundance, and peace. Nothing will be there to block your good or to hold you back because the unwanted manifestations come from the shadow. You must be ready for your success in life. You must be ready to step into your power. And actually, this scares some people more than the shadow. This is why you must rid yourself of fear and ignorance, because it allows the shadow to stay in control in your life. So just begin to work on yourself and start to push yourself to become better. Don't give in to the shadow. Don't give in to your weaknesses. You must become conscious of your weaknesses. Start to put all of your excuses away and begin to do the things that you've always wanted to do. Take time for self-improvement and for higher learning, because when you begin to learn higher vibrational things, you begin to reconnect to your higher self. And when you do this, your life will begin to transform. Cleanse your shadow and get ready to fly. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe in it.